Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Dare to Lead, Brave Work, Tough Conversations, Whole Hearts. By Brené Brown is an empowering guide to cultivating leadership that is not just effective, but deeply connected and courageously human. Drawing on years of research and her own extensive experience working with leaders and organizations, Brown distills the essence of what it means to lead with vulnerability and resilience. At the heart of her message is the conviction that courage and empathy are not only essential virtues for leaders, but are skills that can be developed. This book promises to transform the way you live, love, and lead by offering actionable strategies and insights into building a culture of openness and bravery. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the role of vulnerability in leadership. Brené Brown challenges the traditional perception of vulnerability as a weakness, showcasing instead how it's a pivotal strength in leadership. Leaders who embrace their vulnerability set the stage for genuine connection, creativity, and change. Through sharing personal failures and uncertainties, leaders foster an environment where team members feel safe to take risks, innovate, and express their ideas without fear of judgment. Brown provides practical advice on how leaders can show up vulnerably, such as admitting mistakes and discussing them openly with your teams. This vulnerability paves the way for building trust and encourages others to engage in brave, candid conversations. It not only nurtures individual growth and collaboration, but also propels the organization forward by creating a culture of accountability and adaptability. Secondly, cultivating trust through braving. Trust is the foundation of effective leadership, and Brown introduces the acronym BRAVING as a guide for building deep and lasting trust with one's team. Each letter stands for a component critical to trust. Boundaries, reliability, accountability, vault, confidentiality, integrity, non-judgment, and generosity. By delving into each aspect, the author explains how leaders can foster an environment where trust thrives. For instance, setting clear boundaries and respecting them creates a safe space for open communication. Being reliable, taking responsibility for one's actions, ensuring confidentiality, choosing courage over comfort, embracing non-judgment, and extending the most generous assumptions to the intentions, words, and actions of others all contribute to a robust trust framework. These principles enable leaders to establish strong relationships, encouraging teamwork and shared goals. Thirdly, leading from the heart, the power of empathy and connection. Empathy and connection are central to Brené Brown's leadership philosophy. Empathy, the ability to understand and share the feelings of another, is a powerful tool for leaders to foster a supportive and inclusive environment. Brown emphasizes that empathy is not simply about being nice. It is about connecting with others on a profound level, which drives effective problem-solving and collaboration. She discusses practical strategies for cultivating empathy, such as active listening and acknowledging the perspectives and emotions of others. Connection, on the other hand, emerges as a natural consequence of empathy. Leaders who prioritize genuine connections with their team members inspire loyalty and dedication. This section of the book offers insightful methods for leaders to enhance their emotional intelligence and leverage it to build a resilient and motivated team. Fourthly, transforming values into action. Brené Brown argues that true leadership is not just about articulating values, but living them out daily in one's actions and decisions. She explores the importance of clarity in understanding personal and organizational values and the courage it takes to lead in alignment with those values. This alignment is crucial for authenticity and for guiding decision-making in complex situations. Brown provides examples and practical steps for leaders to identify their core values and assess whether their actions reflect these values. She discusses the significance of this alignment in building integrity and credibility, key components of effective leadership. By transforming values into action, leaders can inspire their teams and drive meaningful change within their organizations, aligning personal and collective purposes. Lastly, daring to rumble, navigating difficult conversations. One of the book's core messages is the importance of facing tough conversations head-on, what Brown describes as rumbling with vulnerability. These are conversations where stakes are high, opinions vary, and emotions run strong. She details strategies for approaching these difficult discussions with openness and a willingness to listen, even when it feels uncomfortable. Key to this is staying curious, embracing the messiness of dialogue, and seeking understanding rather than being right. Brown stresses that these conversations, while challenging, are essential for growth, innovation, and resolving conflicts. Through practical advice and examples, leaders are encouraged to lean into discomfort, equipped with tools for effective communication that fosters understanding, respect, and resolution. This courageous approach to communication is pivotal in building a culture where diverse perspectives are valued and critical decisions are made with transparency and empathy. In conclusion, Dare to Lead is not just for those in traditional leadership roles, but for anyone seeking to inspire and make a difference in their world. Brené Brown's book is a clarion call to embrace vulnerability, build trust, and lead with a whole heart. It is particularly beneficial for those looking to foster a culture of open communication, empathy, and empowerment, whether in a professional setting or personal life. Through its actionable insights and real-world applications, Dare to Lead equips individuals with the tools to not only face, but also embrace the complexities and challenges of leadership today. It encourages us to lead courageously, with integrity and resilience, making it essential reading for those aspiring to transform their approach to leadership and build more authentic, connected, and effective teams. If you would like to support Brené Brown, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.